Shy Stalker Wants to Be Your Maid by Hecate's Crossroad. I saw the script offer for this and I'm like, yes, I have to do it. I love the title. I love the tags. I love the author too. I've done other scripts of theirs and they're phenomenal. So when I looked at the script offer and I read what it was about, I'm like, I need to do this. I got so excited because it's so my type of thing. One, stalker. I love anything dealing with stalkers. I love doing audios where I'm the stalker. I used to listen to audios where I was being stalked by whoever was speaking and I was the listener. So I've always been into the whole stalker thing forever. I used to read books about it, watch movies. Okay, I still do. That's like one of my big kinks, stalking. So I'm into it. And then the whole Yandere thing. Hello, I am a Yandere in real life, so. And this character is so me, and I should not even admit that, but yeah, that, like, I would not, I guess, okay, this is not something I would really do. I guess I should elaborate about how this character is so me, because this character isn't like me at all. But in that, she's jealous and she doesn't want him to go back to that cafe because of how, even though the women are doing their jobs, how they talk to him and they call him master, and she doesn't want to see him be treated like that, and she doesn't want him to even look at another woman. She only wants him to have eyes for her, and I love that. That is me. I'm sorry, it is. I know guys probably hate that and get annoyed by it, but you know what? If you're gonna be mine, you're just gonna look at me. It's gonna be all about me. And so this character, it starts off where she sounds pretty confident, but that's kind of an act. She's not confident at all, which you find out later. And she really has no confidence almost, but she's good at feigning it. And she's been trying to build her confidence. She's trying. I mean, you know, she gets pretty good at ordering him around, and it takes confidence to do that. So, hey, I like how she just calls him a slut. I'm like, yeah, you go. You go. You got this. So, yeah, she's got confidence. There's still that nagging part of her that won't leave her alone. That part that says that, well, she just gets self-conscious. And that part is still there. But I love how she calls him master. Yet, he's her slut. And she is totally doming him. But she's there to serve him. But that's only because she's trying to be one of the maids at the cafe. So she's trying to roleplay being that maid while also doming him. So it's like two things in one, two kinks in one, doming and roleplay. They just kind of happen to contradict each other a little bit, and I love it. That works for me too, because at least with my audios, I get pretty switchy, so I love it. I like getting to play both in one. Also, her ordering him to go eat her out, like, she just pretty much got inside of his house, and he's called her crazy and all that, and she's still like, eat me out. Love it, and she gets him to do it. Ah, she's pretty awesome, I have to say. Oh, another thing I have in common with her, cream pies, hell yes, yes, you're gonna fucking come in me. Is there any other option here? No. So yeah, this is my girl. I mean, we're not that similar, but we have a couple things in common. Just like she says to the listener, you know, we have stuff in common. We both like maids. There were great lines. And I love anything where I get to do the whole crazy act because, you know, I am crazy. So I get to like release my crazy, and I love roles where I get to do that. And that's probably why I play a lot of Yandere roles. I mean, it's so relatable to me because I'm crazy and I'm a Yandere, and, you know, they go together. I just get to be me. And that's why I am good at those roles, because I'm just being myself and I'm having fun, damn it. It's a way, you know, in society, you know, you gotta conform and you're not supposed to be weird and strange. And I am this weird, strange person who has to like bottle it up sometimes, but I don't need to when I'm playing a Yandere. I can just let the crazy out and I love it. I don't know why you guys even still listen to me. You know I'm insane. I keep telling you. Oh, also, I'm like her because I become obsessed so easily. And I think I'm gonna compare the Maid Cafe to GWA for me. You know, it's this thing where she's like, oh, I wanted to do it, so I did it. And oh, you know, I was scared and I was this and I was that. But yeah, all of this. And then it like changed her life and all of that. And I guess GWA was kind of like that for me. Like, I wasn't nervous or anything when I first did it. And I did it the very first day I found GWA. I made my audios that very first day. And I got verified that first day. I'm like, oh, wow, this is cool. I stumbled upon it by accident. I loved it. Started making audios right then and there. And ever since, here I am. But, you know, it's been like pretty life-changing for me. And it's done a lot for me. So, you know, the Maid Cafe is sexual and GWA is sexual, so I can say that, you know, that's another thing I have in common with her. So anyway, this script, so up my alley. This was so fun to perform. So I hope you enjoy it, because people can usually tell when I'm having a lot of fun performing, and those performances I think are some of my best, personally, just because you can tell I'm having fun and I'm having a good time and I'm putting everything into it. So I hope you enjoyed it, because I had so much fun making it for you.